RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, let's get back to it, everyone. We are now moving into the personal connection segment of the show, and we're sponsored by ScenicUSA.com/Carrie.
You're going to find that when traveling with Scenic, it's more than a cruise. They're hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences, and they're designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. If you're seeking a relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, the team at Scenic is going to deliver a trip of a lifetime for you.
You know, river cruising in Europe with Scenic, it's in a class of its own, from personalized butlers and five unique dining venues with regionally inspired dishes. These are top-notch cruises, folks, and their travel dollars well spent. Right now, as a show fan, you'll receive 2-for-1 fares plus free air and other bonus savings. For example, you'll get an additional $100 off any offer that's out there, even with a travel advisor with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y. So go check out ScenicUSA.com/Carrie or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Volunteering and studying abroad can be highly enriching cultural experiences that really connect travelers in deeper ways to the community of a destination. So Go Abroad is a leading platform to find these worldwide opportunities, and it was the first platform of its kind when Troy Peden founded it in 1997. As a result of his efforts, Troy is considered a pioneer and industry expert in the volunteer travel space, which is actually a fairly young travel sector. We invited Troy to join us today for today's Personal Connection, and here he is now.
Welcome aboard, Troy. Nice to have you on the program with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great having you aboard with us. You were the first study abroad coordinator at the University of Colorado at Denver and then at Jacksonville University. And to Mary's point, that supports that this is still a young field within travel. I want to go back. You know, you started Go Abroad in 1997. I'd enjoy hearing what led to you creating the company, particularly how revolutionary it was at the time.
Sure. I was actually working on my PhD at the time, and in 1997, I became aware of the internet. It had been around earlier, but I actually had to use it for my studies. And that same year, Council Travel out of New York, they had a publishing division, and they had published guidebooks, which we kept for students in a lounge. Students would come in, they'd find programs, call toll-free numbers, get applications in the mail, and so on. That year, 1997, Council Travel got out of the publishing business, and we just saw an opportunity actually for the University of Colorado students to create a directory online. Mm-hmm. But of course, 1997, we were imagining the only people using the internet would be students in computer labs. We didn't know about laptops and smartphones and things like that at that time. So,
well, it certainly is. The word Robert used is very true, because it really was revolutionary at the time. And now here you are with a thriving, very robust site. I'm looking at the site right now. I see a number of offerings you and your team help coordinate for travelers, from volunteering abroad to interning abroad, teaching abroad, adventure travel, gap years, even language schools. So I'm curious, in terms of growth, is there a particular sector growing at a faster rate these days?
It varies with world events. Obviously, with COVID and it changed the industry quite a bit. But I would say international education globally continues to grow. Mm-hmm. Volunteering abroad will always exist, and it grows, but the way in which it's delivered changes over time. And then, you know, international events in the Ukraine and Israel and things like that have an impact on it. Politics have an impact on travel as well.
So in terms of vetting organizations, that's always critically important. And it's very altruistic to help people when you travel. Robert and I have done it, and it's certainly a wonderful thing to do. But I do think there are probably things that people need to be aware of before committing their time and possibly their money. Can you talk with us and maybe share some things travelers should be aware of to make sure a volunteer organization abroad is legitimate?
Yeah, I think there's more tools to vet organizations today. And certainly there's a lot of online reviews. You can talk to alumni and people who've participated in the programs. You can look and verify that they're a nonprofit or an NGO or whatever it is you're looking for. I would say the biggest change in that space is the understanding that travelers are going really to help out where help is needed. It's not so much a vacation or a Instagram selfie opportunity. Unless you're a doctor going on something like Doctors Without Borders or mm-hmm. somebody committing 2 years to Peace Corps, you're basically showing up for a short trip, and you have to be willing to do what they need you to do, which might be construction, it might be a teacher's aide, it might be planting trees. Whatever their mission is, you've got to be willing to participate in that.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. You know, I'm going to build on that with you in a second because you've got me thinking about something. You know, the theme of our personal connection segment, which this is, it's straightforward, Troy. I mean, it's how travel connects and transforms. So Mary mm-hmm. mentioned it, and what you were just talking about brought me back to something. So last year, Mary and I did some volunteer work on Maui after the Lahaina fires. We went there. Mm-hmm. We didn't publicize it with the show. We weren't taking selfies or any of that stuff, as you just said. Mm-hmm. It was actually quite moving and rewarding for us. Yeah. We felt that it's a place that we happen to love, but we felt it was so important to give back and help others, you know, in mm-hmm. their time of need. And we did it in a few different ways, both with local organizations and then through a church there. But I want you to talk about the impact you think just, you know, spending a few hours, maybe it's a few months, whatever it is, can have on both the volunteer and the community that they're engaging.
My oldest son, all of my kids have studied abroad and done all of the programs, but my oldest did the Peace Corps in Mongolia, and I got to visit him in Western Mongolia. And I think the takeaway is always that the real impact is on the individual. It's not that you're coming in to change a system or to teach them your way. It's about connecting with people, showing them that, you know, we're all part of the same family, and you're willing to get down in the trenches or whatever is needed to work alongside them without pay, without any sort of external reward. So I think the impact is usually on the individual, and I think international educators have come to realize that and appreciate that. And I think when volunteers also understand that. But I agree with you. I think that immersing yourself, it's one of the greatest ways to immerse yourself in the culture, because you will instantly bond with the local people you're working with. You'll get to know them better even than you would in a classroom or perhaps an internship, a professional setting.
I'm curious if you, when you were young, had an opportunity to volunteer, and is that kind of like what started this whole thing?
It is, and it did, and I come from a small Midwestern farm town, and volunteering abroad at a young age really changed my perspective on everything. And, you know, we get regular feedback from people who changed their major, they changed their goals in life, they changed where they live. So, it's a transformational experience for most people. And it's university students who do it, who participate in any sort of meaningful travel, typically rated as the most educational aspect of their degree program.
Mm. Yeah, I could.
Powerful.
Very much so when you say that. You know, Barry and I were going through some things. First of all, Troy, I see you have 8 children. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other type of personal connection, by the way.
You mentioned one.
Exactly right. And I know you did mention that. But I'm curious if you have sent, you know, your other kids out on any trips. And is there anything memorable that you want to share with our listeners?
I have a daughter right now on a semester program in Barcelona, Spain. 5 of our kids are biological. 3 are adopted from Colombia. So, you know, that my personal experience has obviously influenced that decision. They've all had the different programs. They all vary in what they want to do with their lives. Uh-huh. But I would say they have a shared empathy and a shared respect for humanity.
Well, travel does that.
Cultures.
Yeah, no question about it. Actually, we were just in Barcelona earlier this week. So last question for you. We got about maybe 30 seconds on this, if you can. You know, you look back at what you created 27 years ago with Go Abroad. You've been on some ride. You know, any thoughts on the impact that you've had?
Because we're on the internet, we don't always get to experience that impact. But occasionally when I'm abroad and I meet somebody who says, oh, yeah, Go Abroad, that, you know, that was the thing that sent me here and made me do this. The ripple effects are, you can't measure them. You won't always get the feedback, but I know it's big, and we've got 1 million people a month using the site. So it goes on. It's also multi-generational. Yeah. When you volunteer abroad or study abroad, you encourage your kids to
Pay it forward. And that's kind of that saying. Yeah. So I want to give the website to folks right now before we run out of time. To learn more, folks, perhaps do your own type of traveling, you know, and have an impact. The website, very easy, goabroad.com, goabroad.com. Congratulations, Troy, and thanks for being part of the show with us today.
Thank you so much, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you. All the best to you. Take care.
Cheers.
Cheers. Take care.
All right. Well, interesting conversation with Troy. Good for him. Goabroad.com, folks. Next, it's The Right Stuff, and coming right behind that, it's going to be show friend Trey Baj. She's going to be sharing some advanced deals for Black Friday. Folks, it's just 13 days away. I can't believe it. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.